Keep your eye on the number five. I'm Christopher Springman, and you're listening to Body Language. Those are the five key steps to taking care of your vision that ophthalmologists, the IEYEMDs, recommend as you look into spring and summer fun. Our guest is Dr. Andrew Iwa, MD, an ophthalmologist, member of the American Academy of Ophthalmology, and executive director of the Glaucoma Center of San Francisco. Dr. Iwa, it has been years since we discussed your work. What a joy to have you back on Body Language.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure.
Is Dr. Pickering still with you?
Yes, she is, and still working hard.
Last time I was in there, she asked me, Mr. Springman, how long has it been since you've had an eye exam? And I replied, duh. And she threw me in the chair, dilated my eyes, and a couple minutes later determined that I had age-appropriate cataracts. Well, that's very useful information. And taking her lead, I've had an eye exam every year since then. So she definitely got to me. Dr. Iwa, we have five senses, four of which are clustered together on our head, taste, scent, hearing, and my favorite, vision. However, they're all openings into the body and are very vulnerable to serious trauma if you don't watch out and plan ahead. And with spring and summer fun coming up, what should we be looking out for?
Well, you know, one of the things you just mentioned, that you had an eye exam with Dr. Pickering, and one of the first things the Academy wants to make sure everyone does is realize, although our eyes may feel fine and everything is going well, in fact, you have to get a baseline eye exam at some point. And if for some reason someone has not had a baseline eye exam with an ophthalmologist by age 40, that's a great time to have it done, because a lot of these subtle diseases can start showing up. And the earlier we can diagnose them, the more options we have to treat them. Now, of course, in the meantime, if someone has any symptoms, you want to call your ophthalmologist or IMD right away. But at a minimum, step number one is make sure that, you know, as you do spring cleaning, you get ready for the fun stuff. Don't forget about your eyes, because you're going to need them as you start doing some of the fun activities in spring and summer.
Well, unfortunately, people have a tendency to ignore these problems. Oh, I'm just getting a little bit older. You know, I haven't had enough sleep. You know, maybe my glasses are a little bit weak. But you really shouldn't ignore eye issues.
Right, and when the eye issues are there, you want them looked at. But even if you're doing fine and you don't have symptoms, there can be an underlying problem that we can treat, for example, like glaucoma.
Mm-hmm.
You don't realize it's slowly taking away your vision from the sides. And unfortunately, the vision loss from glaucoma at the moment, we can't restore. So that's a great example that someone seems, they may think they're doing fine, and yet, in fact, there may be a problem that we can treat. And the earlier we can diagnose it, the better off patients are, the more options we have. And in fact, the Academy has a great website, geteyesmart.org, and that's EYE, geteyesmart.org, that provides some of the guidelines and other information that we'll be talking about to help the public make sure that they know their risks and save their sight.
Well, thank you for giving that URL and for spelling the word EYE, as in geteyesmart.org. Let's talk about sun safety. What should people be thinking about when they're out in the sun, those bright days, blistering, hot, glary light?
Oh, my goodness. You know, sun, many of us want to get out there, but unfortunately the sun, and particularly the UV rays, can cause trouble for our body, in particular, and our eyes. If depending on what you're doing, certainly if you're out by the beach where there's very bright sunlight, you can get something, the cornea can be damaged so that it becomes painful. There are other tissue layers within the eye that can also be affected by UV radiation. Sometimes it could be a cloudy day and you think, oh, no problem, but the UV radiation does get through the clouds. So what you want to do is wear sunglasses, sunglasses that block the UV radiation, and ideally if they wrap around, if you can wear a brimmed hat to further protect the eyes, you'll enjoy being outside more, you'll protect your eyes will be more comfortable.
Well, I have age-appropriate cataracts, some of which I can probably attribute to growing up in Southern California. I also have age-appropriate skin cancer, so the sun works on the entire body.
Correct.
Let's talk about sports and recreation, daily exercise, even just walking around your neighborhood for half an hour is great for your eyes. I really hadn't considered that, but it's true. It exercises your eyes, especially when you look at something other than the ground.
Yeah, physical activity in general is good for us. You know, nowadays we're getting more, sometimes with the internet, we're spending more time looking at computer screens, we're not getting out as much. And boy, with the days getting longer, with the weather improving, any chance you have to get out, do some exercise, that only helps your general health, and thereby it also helps your eye health. But other things that we start doing during the summer and spring can also put us at risk. For example, there are some sports. If we go out baseball, or even if you're not into sports, at home, there are some studies that have shown that in the workplace, occupationally, hazards have been reduced greatly, but now people are doing a lot of home projects. And those home projects, unfortunately, expose us to risk. And all you have to do is just take the preventative steps. Wear protective eyewear. Eyeglasses aren't enough. And so you can go ahead and do those things. And during the summer when families are together, sometimes, you know, family members, kids, they want to get a look. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, they're at the wrong height. So not only do you have to protect yourself, but anyone who's around you when you're using tools or that potentially could send off something that could injure an eye.
Our guest is Dr. Andrew Iwa, MD, an ophthalmologist, member of the American Academy of Ophthalmology. I use a lot of tools, chainsaws, table saws, drill presses, grinders, things that, you know, throw stuff around. And I always wear safety glasses with little side panels that to keep things from flying in there. And very often when I'm working around a lot of sawdust, I will wear goggles. I'm very concerned about my vision. And as much as I love you, Dr. Iwa, I'd like to stay out of your office as often as possible.
We want you to see. We want you healthy.
Let's discuss eye benefits and foods. That's something that generally doesn't come up. But
yeah, there are lots of things written, and it really depends on what the patient's health is. And one of the advantages with ophthalmologists, we're medical doctors. So when a patient comes in, we're trained and comfortable to talk to them about other medical conditions such as diabetes. And mm-hmm. so, for example, for patients who are at risk for diabetes or have it, what they eat, how they monitor their glucose, all that will affect, will help. If they eat the proper foods, it'll reduce the risk of them developing some of the consequences of diabetes. Patients who are at risk or have macular degeneration, there are certain vitamins that may help certain patients, depending on the stage of their disease. For example, increase doses of zinc or copper, and there are mm-hmm. a variety of different preparations that are available commercially. And that's another example where when you see the ophthalmologist, the IMD, we talk to the patient, we get a full history of what all their other medical issues are, we carefully look at their eyes, and then we can customize a recommendation as to what's best for them.
And besides, fresh leafy vegetables, berries, red peppers, eggs, and fish like salmon are rich in omega-3 fatty acids. It's interesting that you would mention diabetic retinopathy, which is what's the proper word for that? An epidemic, and also the increase in the number of people diagnosed with glaucoma from 2.25 million in 2000 to 3.3 million by 2020. Those are very serious numbers, Doctor.
They are, and what's happening is our population is aging. The good news is we're living longer, but not all the parts were made for it. But with proper maintenance, we
yes.
can usually keep things going, and that's the key. If people get in a timely fashion so we can diagnose these problems early, we have so many more options to help them right. keep their sight.
What is that baseline age that people should have an eye examination at if they are not having consistent eye care at the moment?
At a minimum, if you haven't been seen by an ophthalmologist by age 40 years of age, you have to go in and get seen. And what we do then is we do a complete eye examination. We get a history, and then we can map out how often you need to be seen going forward.
And also knowing your own family medical history can be very, very crucial. Doctor, where can people learn more about the topics that we've been discussing on body language today?
A great place is getisemart.org. That's, again, as in I-E-Y-E, getisemart.org.
Our guest has been Dr. Andrew Iwa, MD, an ophthalmologist, member of the American Academy of Ophthalmology, and executive director of the Glaucoma Center of San Francisco. Dr. Iwa, thank you so much for joining us today on Body Language.